We didn't do shit for like a while when we should have done stuff. So the past couple of days have been pretty heavy on the Comp 40, but hey, Thanksgiving, it's coming.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, other things that's been going on. Put some new signs up in the room.
Wow.
Pretty hyped Hold about on. That. One is a Frogs Crossing sign.
Oh.
Found at your local Goodwill. $3.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know what the frogs are doing, but
they're doing it.
They're allowed to cross in the room for sure.
Good. That makes me happy. All right, cool. So should we continue it on?
Yeah. Spin those tracks.
Amazing. All right, this is a dope song that I've been into by a group called 4-6. They're kind of up and coming. So I hope you enjoy this.
Flashing lights, the fashion nights, the fascination leads you right, so darling, so done contemplating. Can't do shit, bitch, I'm constipated. Constant conversations till we lose our patience. Devil dancing, God go answer, busting not to pull my pants, I've got no feelings. Fuck that, I ain't got no feelings. The night's still young like you and me. If I love ever die, this the eulogy. You say you're using me, I use you up. My love is breaking you down. Baby girl, I know you wanna love me. Fuck me, suck me, kiss me, dry and hug me. I can be the nigga, that's forever. But it ain't a thing to me. I already fucked up and I know you sick of me. Ain't no forgiving me, girl, you be getting me. Know that I'm wrong, but I'm making it right. Shit was so heavy, I'm taking it light. Maybe I shouldn't be spending the night. Same page, now things change, but I'm just stuck in my. I'm always stuck in my. Just stuck in my. I'm always stuck in my. Just stuck in my. I'm always stuck in my. Just stuck in my. Just stuck in my.
Denied a couple Folgers. Hold up, I ain't on base with everything. You just tryna base it all on me. There's just some things you gotta know, babe. Rose colored glasses don't fit you, so why we pretending the past gon' pick up and just be what it used to? I swear you just got me all up in my. How I get caught up in. Not a so focused, financials and 4-6, there is no such thing as ceilings. I build them up and break them down entirely. Connect the pieces, figured out that you don't fit. I am the shit, I am different. I am outstanding, I stand in for nothing. Simply devotions, I go through the motion. Up late at night, you be texting, I'm token. On the third hour, I'm getting you open. Love that the pussy was. Keep this shit simple people not saying it twice. That ain't the reason I'm staying tonight. That ain't the reason I'm staying tonight. Remember days, not things change. Just expressing my fucking feelings. Expressing my fucking feelings. Expressing my fucking feelings. Expressing my fucking feelings.
Two songs for you there. We had Sway Job by 808 Inc. And then we had Nothing Yet by 4-6. Some pretty groovy tunes. Just a reminder, this is Moist Vibes and you're listening to WMFO in Medford 91.5.
You know what that means, Nick?
It means it's 11:06 and 11:07. And that means more tunes, right?
Yeah.
All right. So keep enjoying. Wait. How many listeners do you have?
Too many.
Too many, I think. Let's, a whopping eight.
Eight. We have well, and let's not forget all of those who are tuned in on their radio sets back home.
Exactly.
Tune in those dials.
Thank you to the OGs.
Radio should make a comeback.
Radio is making a comeback. College radio is never dead.
No. You're listening to the only radio station. This side of the Rockies and the by extension.
All right, amazing. So here's a classic banger for you, and it is called Monster. Ooh. Enjoy.
I shoot the lights out until it's bright out. Oh, just another lonely night. Are you willing to sacrifice your life?
Bitch, I'm a monster, no good blood sucker. Fat motherfucker, now look who's in trouble. As you run through my jungles, all you hear is rumbles. Kanye West samples, here's one for example.
Gossip, gossip, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know
I'm a motherfucking monster.
I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands.
The best living or dead, hands down, huh? Let's talk more here right now, huh? And my eyes more red than the devil is. And I'm about to take it to another level, bitch. None of who you going get, ain't nobody cold as this. Do the rap and the track, triple double, no assist. And my only focus is staying on some bogus shit. Arguing with my older bitch, acting like I owe a shit. I heard the beat, the same raps that gave the track pain. Bought the chain that always give me back pain. Fucking up my money, so yeah, I had to act sane. Shot nigga, but these hoes love my accent. Shit came up to me and said, this the number two dial. If you wanna make it number one, you're number two now. Miss that goose in Malibu, I call it Malibu, yeah. Goddamn easy, I would hit him with a new style. Know that motherfucker well, what you gon' do now? Whatever I wanna do, gosh, it's cool now. Now I'm gonna do Ross and new now. Do you motherfucker really, really need to cool out? Cause you'll never get on top of this. So mommy, best advice is just to get on top of this. Have you ever had sex with a pharaoh? I put the pussy in a sarcophagus. Now she claiming that I bruise her esophagus. Head of the class and she just wanna swallow shit. I'm living in the future so the present is my past. My presence is a present, kiss my ass.
Gossip, gossip, nigga, just stop it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands.
Sasquatch, Godzilla, King Kong, Loch Ness, Goblin, Ghoul, a zombie with no conscience. Question, what do these things all have in common? Everybody knows I'm a motherfucking monster. Conquer, stomp it, stop your silly nonsense. Nonsense, none of you niggas know where the swamp is. None
None of you niggas have seen the carnage that I've seen. I still hear fiends scream in my dreams. Murder, murder in black convertibles. I kill a block, I murder the avenues. I rape and pillage your village, women and children. Everybody wanna know what my Achilles heel is. Love, I don't get enough of it. All I get is these vampires and bloodsuckers. All I see is these niggas I made millionaires, milling about, spilling their feelings in the air. All I see is these fake fucks with no fangs, trying to draw blood from my ice cold veins. I smell a massacre, seems to be the only way to back you bastards.
Nigga, just stop it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. Profit, profit, nigga, I get it. Everybody know I'm a motherfucking monster. I'ma need to see your fucking hands at the concert. I'ma need to see your fucking hands.
Pull up in a monster, automobile gangster, with a bad bitch that came from Sri Lanka. Yeah, I'm in a tanga, color of Willy Wonka. You could be the king, but watch the queen conquer. Okay. First things first, I'll eat your brain. Then I'ma start rocking gold teeth and fangs. Cause that's what a motherfucking monster do. He a dresser from Milan, that's the monster do. Monster Giuseppe Hill, that's the monster show. Young Money is the roster and a monster crew. And I'm all up, all up, all up in the bank with a funny face. And if I'm fake, I ain't noticed cause my money ain't.
Let me get this straight, wait, I'm the rookie. But my features and my shows 10 times your pay. 50K for a verse, no album out. Yeah, my money's so tall.
Lips, we can make it raw. Cocaine to feed you, saw you star. wild. Go ahead, that's right. Flip my fixed frown. Fuck my sounds, taste my nouns. Hold it down, down. Don't cuff the mic, no bitch, you clown. Born and lost and found. Ready for more, wanna make it now. The lungs are loud, loud. Let's taste lips, we can make it raw. Here came the feed, you saw, you saw. Eat to the early morn. Do noon and night till dawn. 365 and a full year on. To the bomb is bound, but not to mean out. When the chops are found, when the crowds go out.
How did I land? Right in this land, Manhattan. Right where you stand, damn, damn. Right where you stand. Heard some talk that shorty got a man. Trying to boil my plan. Cooking up the oil in the pan. Bet me from your hand.
For the Puerto Rican, from La Borican. And I see you want my hand. Killing me softly with the taste from the oldies. Sharing your 40s with a song that you told me. Holy, you would not. You don't even like the peach does. Just look me in my eyes.
White boy, tan soul, tangles, mouth mangles, but the Ralph angles. So everything from my stash to my ankles. You trying to figure out what's Pat's angle? Just trying to rap with an angel. Tell me I'm able. Tell me I'm able.
See that Puerto Rican judo hanging off your culo. Papi chulo, want you as the pain in my culo. See me when I'm spitting and I'm always going through though. You bring out the best in me. Everything you say manifest in me. And I got something for your petty. Be a Puerto Rican missus. Cook you up so frito and cover you with kisses.
How you look at me like that when I got no teeth? Even a book on my own street, look at me bony. You hold me like you know me, hold you like you holy. Watch you like you posing, you and me gon' be. You and me gon' be. Nap time till the sun come up, rap time till the sun go down. Half time, you know it's going down, you and me know it's now. Time to get wild, hold you tight while you kiss my brow. Know you nice, but wish you well.
Everybody for tuning in to Moist Vibes.
Yeah.
We played some songs for you. We had Monster by Kanye West, Week in Judo by Rat King, and that was just Lingus by Snarky Puppy.
Yeah.
And Snarky only Puppy. A portion of it, because it's like an 11-minute song.
It is, yeah, it's just a long Ben Thorne-esque jazz instrument.
Shout out to Ben Thorne.
Shout out Ben
Thorne. I know you're good doing comp right now.
Good luck on Comp40. Find those segphones.
I must say, I saw Ben in the library today, and he was rocking the pen behind the ear.
That's a classic Ben Thorne.
That is a classic Ben Thorne.
It was, nice. Yeah, it was a sight to behold.
Next year, I think I'm just going to be Ben Thorne for Halloween.
That's a dope.
Ben Thorne, I'm going to follow you for a bit and just... You know, get a feel for the costume.
That's awesome. Let's go. We've been having some conversations.
Yeah. Oh, whoa. What if we translated that to this air? Wow.
Just like,
we've never done that before.
And changing economies.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if this can
I think we could.
About translation, and then I'm not sure if.
Yeah, translation. Can you go over? We were just talking about poetry. I was admitting that I am a big fan of the spoken word in really most forms, monologues, soliloquies, short readings by authors, slam poetry specifically.
Yeah.
And Jake brought up this interesting point. Was it something that you read, Jake, about this, about something, the way these linguists were interpreting poems?
Yeah, so there was this one... writer named Douglas Hofstadter, who had this particular French poem that he adored, and he encountered it while he was like in middle school or something, and then later on, once he sort of gained access to like a larger network of people who were bilingual and could translate various works, he, I don't know, this poem just resurfaced, I guess, and he was like, oh, like, perfect, I have all of these like nearly 100 to maybe 200 people sent like translate this poem for him. And then eventually what he got was like 100 or 200 different poems. Like everyone reproduced this poem in English in like distinct tones and just like very different words. It was awesome. And then, so yeah. And then, so the people on this podcast were debating the merits of like translation and translation specifically of poetry and like whether or not you could really convey what the initial work was meant to, and the consensus was that since this like poetry is so inherently subjective already and it's meant to be interpreted in like disparate ways, like every single translation is just a sort of fraction of the writer's initial intent. And so, like, each translation is, like, correct and, like, just, like, a different way to, like...
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
I'm curious as to like what would happen if they did the same experiment among literal translations of the poems, like how people in different cultures would interpret poems in different ways.
Yeah,
I don't know.
That would be sick.
Let's get on it.
Let's get on it.
Yeah.
Yo, can I cue up a spoken word-ish song,
please?
Best of Times by Sage Francis.
Francis.
I like Francis' name. I wish I knew more Francis's.
I don't know one Francis except Malcolm in the Middle.
I wish I knew more people that danced like Francis.
Me too. Watch it.
I'm the only one.
You have to watch it.
I'm the only one that I've encountered.
To friends.
What? I would say I emulate it.
I agree.
To some degree.
Yeah.
Not claiming mastery. I definitely appreciate it.
Just know that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Of course. Cool. Here we go. Let's hear a little Sage Francis. How about? Yes.
Been a long and lonely trip, but I'm glad I took it, cause it was well worth it. Got to read a couple books and do some research before I reached my verdict. Never thought that I was perfect, always thought that I had a purpose. I used to wonder if I'd live to see my first kiss. The most difficult thing that I did was recite my own words at a service, realizing the person I was addressing probably wasn't looking down from heaven, or cooking up something in a hell's kitchen, trying to listen in or eavesdrop from some other dimension. It was self-serving, just like this is. Conveniently religious, on Easter Sunday and on Christmas, the television went from being a babysitter to a mistress. Technology made it easy for us to stay in touch while keeping a distance, so we just stayed distant and never touched. Now all we do is text too much. I don't remember much from my youth, maybe my memory is repressed, or I just spent too much time wondering if I'd live to have sex. I fell in love for the first time in fourth grade, but I didn't have the courage to talk to her. In eighth grade, I wrote the note and slipped it in somebody else's locker. Considered killing myself because of that. It was a big deal. It was a blown cover. It was over for me. My goose was cooked. Stick a fork in me. The jig is up. Blew my chances. The rest is history. Our future was torn asunder. It became abundantly clear I was only brought here to suffer. At least I didn't include my name. Thankfully, I wrote the whole note in code, and it had 10 layers of scotch tape safety seal, making it impossible to open. Plus, it was set to self-destruct. Whoever read it probably died laughing. I wonder if they lived long enough to realize what happened. A year later, I came to understand that wasn't love that I was feeling for her. I had someone else to obsess over. I was older, and I was very mature. I forged my time signature while practicing my parents' autograph, cause I was failing math. Disconnected the phone when I thought the teacher would call my home. Checked the mailbox twice a day, at the end of a long dirt road. Steamed open a couple envelopes, like I was in private detective mode. If you snoop around long enough for something in particular, you're guaranteed to find it. For better or worse, that's how I learned it's best to just keep some things private. It was the best of times. Was the end of times. Child with a pen and pad, writing a list of things I could never have. Walls in my house were paper thin, every scribble seemed to get deafening. My memory served me correctly and made it a point to avoid and forget some things. Proudly to keep from being embarrassed, never meant to upset or give grief to my parents. Kept my secrets, hidden my talents in my head, never under the mattress. Therapy couldn't break me, never learned a word that would ensure safety, so I spoke softly. And I tiptoed off, and the door to my room was like a big old coffin. The way that it creaked when I closed it shut, anxieties peaked when it opened up. As if everything that I was thinking would be exposed, I still sleep fully clothed. Best of times. It was beautiful, it was brutal, it was cruel, it was business. business as usual. Heaven, it was hell. Used to wonder if I lived to see 12. When I did, I figured that I was immortal. Loved to dance, but couldn't make it to the formal. Couldn't bear watching my imaginary girlfriend bust a move with any other dudes. Tone look was talking about a wild thing, but I was still caught up in some child things. Scared of a god who couldn't spare the rod. It was clearly a brimstone and fire thing. Pyromaniac, kleptomaniac, couldn't explain my desire to steal that fire. Now I add it to my rider, like please, oh please, don't throw me in that patch of briar. It was the best of times. It was the end of times. The school counselor was clueless, cause I never skipped classes. Perfect attendance, imperfect accent, speech impediment they could never really fix. And I fake bad eyesight so I could wear glasses. Consider doing something that would cripple me. Wanted a wheelchair, wanted the sympathy, wanted straight teeth, so then came braces. 4 years of headgear helped me change faces. It was the best of times. It was the end of times. Now I wonder if I live to see marriage. Wonder if I live long enough to have kids. Wonder if I live to see my kids have kids. If I do, I'ma tell them how it is. But don't listen when they tell you that these are your best years. Don't let anyone protect your ears. It's best that you hear what they don't want you to hear. Better to have pressure from peers than not have fears. Bear won't give you chest hair. Spicy food won't make it curl. When you think you got it all figured out and then everything collapses, trust me kids, not the end of the world.
Welcome back. And we just had two songs for you. The first, Spencer, want to talk about it?
Oh, yeah. That was Best of Times by Sage Francis. I was talking about my love of slam poetry. And he's kind of in a... I would say more, if you think of, like, I don't know, like Kendrick is, like, the most... musical of slam poets, then he's more on the slam poet end of side
right.
of things. Oh, but yeah. I listened to that a lot in 8th grade.
It's dope.
And I always liked it.
Yeah. And then the last one was Phantom by Chester Watson. Kind of an Earl Sweatshirty type of vibe, which I dig. Okay, so we're going to play a game in a little second. Wait, first I have to give a shout out to an Ask FM I created today with Emma Herdman and Gabe Haddad. Wait, what is it? Applesauce_boss. Ask us stuff. Cool. So now, Jake, yeah. You wanna?
Oh, yeah. So, I just sort of decided that we could spend some time playing a game that was recently introduced on the New York Times podcast entitled "Tell Me Something I Don't Know," in which three panelists, which are normally some form of academic or intellectual, or maybe a comedian or some college president, or so just a panel of three very highly educated people, are the panelists, are the judges for random members of the audience that goes onto stage and shares a fact that they think is interesting or that people probably don't know. And then the panelists, those three highly educated individuals, sort of just rate the facts based on just whether or not they knew it before coming into it, whether or not it's demonstrably true, and whether or not it's like applicable in real life or at least interesting it could ever come up. And then they vote and like place the facts on like a 1 through 12 list. But cool. Anyways, I figured that maybe we could do a variation of that where I am the MC and you guys.
Yeah, I'm down. I have a question about the fact.
Of course.
How general/specific do these tend to be? Because like, I feel like I could drop some knowledge on some things, but it might be super specific. Or is that the point? Or should it be more of a, like a casual fun fact? Like,
too specific to what?
Like too specific. I don't know. Like how deep does this fact have to go? Does that make sense?
How deep?
Is it just like a general fun like? I don't know, like your classic, like a group of lines is called a blank, or does it have to be like something actually interesting, you know, or like nuanced about the
world? That's part of the rating, right?
Okay. There are those that would find the.
All right, fair enough. Okay, I see how this game is going to be played.
But it's how, I guess it's to some extent how well you can gauge what I think is interesting.
Oh.
You have to play to the.
Okay, I'll start.
Let's start. Okay.
Oh wow.
Okay.
There are so it's kind of like
also,
a.
Sorry, before you start, I'm gonna be the interim fact checker. So
of course.
If you claim a fact, I will.
Please, I encourage you to do so. Okay. There are 196 countries.
Okay. Let's see. In the that's, world. Let's see if that's true.
Okay.
Wait.
So
first, don't you have to say if you knew it?
I did not.
Okay. Thank you.
I mean, I've seen figures for how many countries are in the world, but I had the impression that they were at least at 200, but I can be dead wrong. Oh, shit.
how many countries are there?
Too many.
195 plus Taiwan. So.
Okay.
Call in, is Taiwan a country?
So, yeah, what's that? Look up Taiwan.
Well, it's just.
We must go deeper.
What's the official.
What's the official stance on Taiwan right now? Quick.
Well, okay, so it's controversial. Many countries, okay. Including the U.S., do not officially recognize it as a country.
Hmm.
So it depends who's.
Ooh, if it's controversial.
If any Taiwanese people on campus want to call in and weigh in on this issue, we'd appreciate some clarification.
We'd probably be down to recognize it. I would say Taiwan.
I think we have to hear. Yeah, I
sure.
Mean, open
yeah,
to
I think
it.
So. I think so. I think we give. I think we give
anything.
It to Nick.
Okay, cool. If that's what they want to be,
I would say that's a. I like the fact. I must say.
Thank you. Okay, sweet.
So it was very impressive.
Wait, what were the three categories? It was whether you knew it, whether you like it, and the.
No, whether I knew it, whether I like it, and whether or not it's true, and we just proved the last one.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Yeah, so across the board.
Good. Good.
Okay, Spencer, see if you can compete.
I've been told by certain people in this world that the largest recorded snowflake ever was 15 inches long.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, so did not know this. Let's see, we can look this up while I get to decide about...
I mean, it's a common debate where I come from.
I think it's multiple. True. I'm gonna say it's true.
that's just the side I've heard. You know?
Longest snowflake.
Yeah, 15 inches. I think it was found in.
It's the diameter.
Diameter. I definitely like this fact.
Wait, sure, diameter.
No matter if it's.
What does that mean?
I think it.
Diameter.
I think it's just the general.
So
diameter.
That's like a. I'm gonna try. I was picturing a. No.
Okay, the world's largest. No, do you have an idea of the date? This is extra credit.
I think. This is by the part. This is the part of the reason that I think, I remember it, is that it like happened in like. 1887 or something.
Oh my god!
Wait, what's up? You got it.
January 28th, 1887.
Oh wow. Nice work, Spence.
Why am I here?
Yeah.
I mean, exactly. I can confirm that he's not looking at his phone. This is purely off the dome piece.
Wow.
All right.
I can also confirm.
Well,
I'm also here.
Let's see if he gets both the facts right. Wait, what is the diameter you said?
I said 15 inches.
Oh my god. Spencer, you are...
Yeah, Spencer wins the game.
Nice.
Tell me something.
Thanks,
I
guys.
Don't know.
Sweet.
Great. Cool.
So, we can have this as a repeated segment. Colin, if you liked it, tell us if you didn't. Whatever. I want to work with this.
And also, Colin, to maybe propose a different winner that I did. What someone might hand you.
Oh, cool. Yeah. I just gave it to Spencer. TBH. He knew
that's,
a lot.
That's true. That was really
all the years
series.
It could happen. cool. So we're going to play a quick... Also, just remember, applesauce_boss. Ask
FM. Is this a Twitter? Oh, this is...
It's an Ask FM.
Yeah, nice.
Made it today.
Wow.
Emma Herdman, Gabe.
Ask FM.
So we're gonna play a quick PSA about this.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
Okay, thank you very much for listening to our PSA. And here is the next song. Enjoy.
Else to take home. I live Now we far from 5 and 7. 701 Hamlet, what a tragedy. Scooter ride is deepest amulet. It's so sad to see you go. For any wish, I wish the underwater rescue team. That 2-on-2 so undefeated. If everything is everything, then let my childhood be repeated. If you would just rewind for your boy one time. Back to the sunrise. Before the weed, before the Zanny. Hiding cigarettes from Granny. Auntie in the Pontiac. Legs swinging in the back. Riding to the barbershop. Before the braids, before the locks. Say I went from bar fade to flat top to head mop. Tell that boy to never stop. Don't look at my tears. Only how I really feel.
Counterfeit black metropolis. Holy optimist. Heaven sent casualty. Freedom sent. Harriet. Carrie made of water. Daughter of daughter. A vagabond. Brightest black in LA. LA should've been my baby home. He been smoking that loud. And I just took a molly, olly, olly, ooh, 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 new voodoo. sweet Savannah, Africana, Coco Mocha love. Let me in the club, let me in the basement of the church.
Make your headline like the night crawler. Chicken Little had the sky fall. Criminal because of my call. Get in this image, this is my fault. Say grandma tried to keep me sheltered, I mean really tried. Sick of city lights, see the police lights. They were really bright from the living room. Sippy cup, baby to the city sun. Mugging in the daylight, even senior citizens can get it, man. Say get a pamphlet from your church and get some Henny till you blurred. And pour some liquor for your man and in the dirt. Say I don't plan to be on earth for much longer, cause I'm a target. My target audience started calling me conscious, but I'm a star like my caller ID responding. Consecutive classic content, conjuring up the content. And wave dropping like a poncho. This shit is in my pocket. Started ground up like carpet. Spend today with the sinners and tomorrow with the prophets.
It's coming to the end of the hour. 11:59, just about. So, we'll recap the songs and then send you on your way. So, we started off with Counterfeit, the song. It's a song I think was released today, actually. Counterfeit by No Name and Chelsea Reject and Felix and Saba, who was just interviewed by our very own
session in this very studio.
Pretty dope. Yeah, so thank you for tuning in. This has been Moist Vibes.
You know it.
With Nick.
They call me Spencer.
And Jake Jyler.
Jake Jyler. Thanks a lot for coming on this week, dude.
Great conversation.
Dude, you've been awesome on the show.
Oh, wow. I really appreciate that.
And played a great last song, which I forgot to recap. Mm. Warriors by Too Many Z's.
Too Many Z's. That's Z-double-O-Z.
Check them out.
And that was the first time I've ever said it. Despite how it may have seemed.
Yeah, you were confident.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Well, hope everyone has a great Thanksgiving, a wonderful Tuesday.
Yes,
and
a great break.
Just having a good time out there right now.
Cool. Peace out.
Peace out, everyone.
Thank you.